I was good. Good day. Good energy. I think guys have been preparing during the off season. It kind of kicks off camp. I mean, officially when you get in the pads. So got a couple days in shorts to begin it, and it's really been super.
It seemed pretty excited out there. You kind of have to rein them in when it's been so long since they've hit each other.
Well, what we do, we work hard, we're competitive, but we understand it's Broncos on Broncos, so we want to be smart about how we work. But to me, you come out here and you compete hard. Football is a rugged sport. You work your way into shape, and I thought it was a good start today.
Jake, how do you like the way Vaughn has kind of lost that extra weight he put on up top last year, and he's back to maybe the weight he was a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I don't have any question that Vaughn will be ready to roll and be at his best this year. I think he's worked extremely hard with Luke Richardson and the staff and Greek and the trainers and continuing to do that, And he's been a real good teammate, working hard with the guys. I have no doubt he's going to have a special year.
I apologize if you've already been asked this, but how's Raheem Moore coming along?
Good. Raheem's doing real well. He's healthy. You'd never know that he went through that traumatic experience. So he's bounced back. He's 100%. He's communicating. He's moving well. He's poised to have a real nice year.
What does it look like Chris Harris might be able to start getting into the fray?
That's something for Greek to answer, or Foxy, those guys. From my standpoint, he's participating mentally, excellent, doing a great job, being there as a leader and participating in the meetings. And taking mental reps here, and then I know he's working hard. And so it's just a matter of the doctors and the trainers and everybody clearing him, but he's into it mentally, so he's ready to go.
It's good to see the guys with the pads on. Ward had a couple hits. Is that kind of what you were picturing?
Yeah, it's always good to get the pads on. I mean, camp's really started now. Until you put the pads on, it almost doesn't count, So it was good, though. It was a good morning, good first day. We've got a good football team, and part of what we have to do, and Coach Fox talks about it, is be really competitive, but take care of each other. So I think, we're working to get that balance.
Coach, you like what you've seen from T.J. Ward out there, kind of roughing up guys
on
day one?
I do. I like what I've seen in the meetings. I like the way he conducts himself. He's going to bring some toughness to our defense. And we've got some tough guys on our defense, so he'll fit right in with that. A welcome addition.
With guys stepping up last year due to injury, and now with the newcomers, how do you feel about having just more depth? A lot of the same guys, but just more depth.
Right. I feel great about what we were able to accomplish last year with guys stepping up and us playing big in big moments and helping us get all the way to the Super Bowl. So, we got our guys back now. We also added some talented guys to the mix. And so we're excited to get back together. So, obviously our depth has been strengthened and improved, and we have some guys that are going to be in reserves that are battle-tested that we know we can count on.
What have you seen from guys like Marshall and McCray getting a lot of reps with the first team?
Early for them, like the way they're approaching it, and, they've got a lot of work to do, but, certainly we're excited about the way they're beginning things, and look forward to watching them compete and work and assert themselves, as we go through training camp. But those two guys, are in position to earn themselves a spot as backup players here. Hopefully, they take advantage of those opportunities. But there are other guys that you didn't mention that are right there they're competing with. So I think it's a competitive group, and we'll let it play out.
Jake, do you have any feelings about the officials being told downfield contact, pass interference, point of emphasis again?
Yeah, my biggest thing is to really understand how they're trying to emphasize and call it and make sure we're teaching our guys so we can play within the rules. And I don't waste a whole lot of energy worrying about whether I like it or don't like it. To me, it's about helping our guys understand what they have to do to play well and just spending your energy on that and teach and instruct, and hopefully they get an understanding of how we can play within the rules and make sure we're prepared to do that.
Do you have a good feeling you know what they're looking for?
I do, based on what I heard when they came through, and then they'll be in next week, you know, and then we'll get a little better feel for it as they work with us in practice. So that's always beneficial for us.
Is that sometimes difficult because what's called in the preseason isn't necessarily called during the
regular? Well, you know there are things that are going to be emphasized, and I think, you know, depending on how that goes, if the emphasis results in a five-hour game, then they probably would de-emphasize it. So, but that, you know, I don't think I need to worry about that kind of thing. It typically takes care of itself. And, you know, we just make sure as coaches that we instruct the best we can so our guys are well prepared.
What does the addition of Rod Woodson do for you guys?
Rod? You talking about coaching?
Yeah.
Let's say, did we sign him?
He looks like coming back. Still play.
He still looks good. Yeah, having Rod around is great. You know, he's got a wealth of knowledge. You know, I was there as a coach. A young coach in Baltimore when we won that Super Bowl together. I know that the way he prepares and the way he approached, you know, the game, just a great, great football player. And having a guy like that around here to be able to give a little insight to guys is very valuable.